all the things, a mom's worst nightmare. My calendar runneth over with things. Kid things, school things, work things, family, friends, fitness, and sometimes even fun things. Does anyone feel me? So I Googled how to fit in all the things, and I was fascinated by the advice. Rarely was it suggested to eliminate things. Rather, I found more things to do to be able to fit more things in. Meal prep on Sundays. I can barely wash the weekend's dishes. Create a family command center with checkboxes. Yeah, that'll work for a week. Consume all your nutrition through a straw. Who needs whole food when we have smoothies? No wonder we're all running on empty and addicted to caffeine. The things I struggle most with are the ones I can't take my kids to. Don't get me wrong, I love getting out for some adult time. But that means I need other people to help me. Ugh. The dreaded B word. You know the one I'm talking about. Babysitters. So for instance, if I want to go on a date night with my hubby, I start the hunt for a sitter game. First up, grandma. Ugh, but I hate asking her again. Next, that mommy friend that said she'd love to have my kids over to play. But she said no last time I asked. Maybe she didn't really mean it. And my last resort, paying a sitter, which also means finding a sitter who I trust, is available and doesn't drain my child's college savings account. If you're anything like me, just the thought of that game is so exhausting it makes you not want to leave the couch. Mama, I feel you. I want to give you my own advice on how to simplify. Number one, me time is invaluable. Prioritize time to care for yourself so you can have more to pour out to those you love. Even if that means less activities to run the kids to, I promise you, every minute you invest in your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being will magically unlock extra hours in your day. Two, hang out with people you trust. Is there anything better than a friendship? Not the I heart your cute face pictures on Facebook kind of friendship. We all know there's a mess hiding behind you as you take those anyhow. I'm talking about people you share life with. Go deep. Get real. Let them see the mess. Three, protect yourself from mommy guilt. Notice, I didn't say don't feel mommy guilt. I'm convinced that is inevitable. But I urge you to identify the root and protect yourself from it. Does Instagram feel like an endless source of photographic proof of parties you didn't get invited to? Turn it off. Four, put your money where your heart is. I'm a thrifty mama. I join every buy-sell trade group in a 20-mile radius. I'd rather borrow than buy. Why? Because I want to save my spending money for things that are meaningful to me. A charity, a special gift for a friend, even an occasional fancy date night out with my hubby. All right, I know what you're thinking. That all sounds lovely, but ain't no mama got time for that. Well, what if I tell you there's an app for that? An app that saves you time, builds trust, banishes mommy guilt, and saves you money. There is. It's called Come, and it takes the idea that it takes a village to a whole new level. In fact, Come means village in Greek. As moms and friends, Amy and I created the Come Babysitting Exchange app to make it super easy for friends to help each other. So now, rather than playing the hunt for a sitter game, I tap a button on my phone, and everyone that I trust is notified that I have a need. And they offer to help me for free. The app automatically sends my friends points from my account that they can then use for a sitter when they need one. So I sit for them, they sit for me, and we don't have to hunt for or pay a sitter anymore. And a huge bonus, I see my friends more often and our kids get more play dates. Genius, I know, you are welcome. Now that I have the Come app, I don't dread the B word anymore. I get free time to do the things I love while my kids are with people I trust. So lock arms with your friends, invite them to join you in Come, and share life together. This is Audrey Wallace, co-founder and CEO of Come. Thanks for listening.